Movie review. 22 July. Released in 2018. Written and directed by Paul Greengrass. It stars Anders Danielsson Lee as Breivik. And Jonas Strand Gavli as Viljor Hassan. These are the two main characters in this drama documentary that Greengrass has put together. Now, you will remember that he is renowned for dramatizing real life situations in previous work. So it comes as no surprise that he should tackle this event that took place in 2011 in Norway. For those of you unfamiliar, what happened was that a white male put together an extremely powerful explosive, put it in his a van that he had acquired, and then drove to a parking compound at a government building in the centre of Oslo. Just happened to be the building that the Prime Minister of Norway worked in. And he detonated the explosive, which caused a tremendous amount of damage. And he then proceeded to drive to a nearby ferry and get a ferry. And he was dressed in police uniform with a number of high-powered rifles, arrived at the island where a group of young people were having a sort of a learning a group experience of fun and laughter at a farm. The this was Valster Farm, not far from Oslo. What then transpired was the mass slaughter of 77 people by Breivik on the island, and we see a graphic depiction of the slaughter with young people, their age around 20, running for their lives as he cuts them down with his automatic rifle. The film focuses on him as a an individual in terms of his blatant right-wing extremist views regarding white supremacy and Nazi support. And this is contrasted with one of the victims, Viljor Hassan, played by Jonas Gavli, who has been severely injured in the slaughter, and we see efforts by surgeons to save his life as they try to remove splinters of a bullet that is embedded in his brain. The film is filmed in a very grainy, dull light, which tends to reflect on the seriousness of the content. We also see Norway in the winter, very desolate, snow everywhere. And this also reflects the sort of despair and depression that the community, in fact the whole country, experienced after this attack. We also witness the period in the court of law when the attacker Breivik tries to negotiate justice for him on the basis of his sanity, saying he does not want to be considered insane. It's a hard watch, I have to say, but the longer it went on, the more engrossed I was, and in the lives of these people, and how more touched and affected I was, to the point towards the end where I felt emotionally tarded, emotionally hurt in many ways, and also extreme anger at the situation that appears to be starting to get a lease of life all over the world, but particularly in Europe, the rise of the far right. I would suggest that everyone gets to look at this movie. It is, as I say, a very hard watch, but a very important movie, and certainly one that should be seen by many.